Well, I'm curious how many of you right now might have something that you're a little bit worried about. You might have something that you're a little bit worried about. And some of you say, I got a lot that I'm worried about. I don't blame you, because there is a lot to worry about in this world. For example, if any of you have kids, there's a lot to worry about, right? I mean, you worry about their safety nowadays. When I was growing up, you know, you didn't really worry about that much, but you do today. You worry about their mental health. You worry about their friends. You worry about, are they getting into the wrong stuff? Then how about, does anybody ever read or watch the news? That'll give you anxiety, right? The economy feels, you know, shaky. Inflation seems to be out of control. Interest won't settle, you know, seem to settle down. A lot of people are freaked out and worried financially. Just how are they going to make it? Not only how am I going to pay the bills, but could I ever even afford a house? Doesn't seem like it's possible. And if that's not enough to worry about, then you factor in AI. It's going to wipe us out. I mean, we're all going anyway. It's just, you know, it's just going to feel like it's, you know, it's going to take over the world. And the worst of all, though, probably is any time there's something wrong with you physically. Let's say you have a headache or you feel dizzy. And so what do? You Google your symptoms. Have you ever done this? No matter what you have, you're going to die 3 days from now. That's what happens whenever you Google your symptoms. It's hard not to worry with all that's going on in the world, but there's some really good news. We're in a message series called He Promises. We're looking at the promises of Jesus. And Jesus promises us, because He's good and because He will provide, you don't have to worry. In Matthew 6, Jesus tells us 5 different times in 10 verses, do not worry. Look what He said. Matthew 6:25, Jesus said this. He said, therefore I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Jesus tells us, don't worry. How? Why? Well, let's start with a practical reason. Why did Jesus tell us not to worry? Maybe because worry has never, ever changed anything for good, right? Never, ever. In fact, it's quite the opposite. What does worry do to you? When you worry, when you stew, when you're anxious, worry is poisoning our peace. Worry's killing our joy, and worry is stunting our spiritual growth. When you think about it, worry doesn't have a single useful purpose. Someone said it's like this. Someone said, worry is like rocking in a rocking chair. It gives you something to do, but you're not going anywhere, right? And that's what it is. When you're sitting there worrying, you're stewing, and you're wringing your hands, and you're not going anywhere, it doesn't do a single positive thing. When you think about it, worry never solved a problem, right? If you're worried about your money, worry never paid a bill. If you're worried about your health, worry never made you healthier. Worry never protected your child from harm. Worrying never helped you pass a test. Worrying never healed a broken relationship. Worry has only increased your anxiety. It's never increased your peace. And Jesus promised us, because God is faithful, because God is good, because God always provides, you don't have to worry. In fact, in this text, he gives us three things to look to in order to overcome your worry. What are we going to do? We're going to look to three things. We're going to look to your Father, we're going to look to your faith, and we're going to look to your future. We're going to look to our Father, we're going to look to our faith, and we're going to look to our future. So let's talk about it. Number one, we're going to look to your Father. Why? Because He is always faithful. We're going to look to the goodness of God because He's always faithful. In fact, this is what Jesus said in Matthew 6:26. He said, "Look at the birds of the air. They don't sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet, who does it? Your heavenly Father, He feeds them. He provides for them." And then Jesus says, "Hey, aren't you way more valuable to God than the birds?" Jesus shows us that God cares for Tweety. If God cares for Tweety, how much more will God care for you? And then I kind of like the image. He says, "Hey, look at the birds. They don't worry. You never see a bird awake at 2 a.m, pacing its nest, rubbing its wings together, asking himself, do you think the supply chain problem is going to result in a shortage of worms?" You never see that, right? You don't. Because they trust that there will be food. The same is true for you. You don't have to worry because your heavenly Father cares for you. And your Father is always faithful. Now, that raises the question, how do you trust in a heavenly Father that you can't see? It's a fair question. It can be difficult to trust in a God that you can't see. And anytime I find myself worried, is God going to come through? Does God care? I try to remind myself of the Godness of God. The Godness of God. Who is God? We have to remember God is the supreme creator, ruler, and sustainer of the entire universe. God is big enough to overcome all the forces of darkness. And God is loving enough to care about the details of your life. I want to remind you, God cares about what you care about. When you're worried, look to your heavenly Father, because He is always faithful. The second thing that we learn from the teaching of Jesus is to look to your faith, because your faith conquers fears. Look to your faith, because your faith is greater than what you fear. Jesus said this in Matthew 6:33. He said, "But seek first God's kingdom and His righteousness. And in all those things that you're worried about, all these things will be given to you as well." What do? We seek first God's kingdom. We seek first God's righteousness. We seek first the things that matter to Him. We seek Him first in His Word. We turn our mind toward Him. We think about things that are pure and lovely and admirable. We let Him renew our minds. We seek first the kingdom of God, and when we do, He will take care of what you're worried about. Whenever you're tempted to worry, tell yourself, before I panic, first, I'm going to pray to the God of heaven who declares that all things are possible with Him. Before you worry, first open God's Word, His living Word, which comforts you and directs you and corrects you, His Word for you. Before you turn to your substance to cope, turn to your Savior, because whoever Jesus sets free is free indeed every single time. So what do? We seek first the kingdom of God. And whenever I start to look toward Jesus, the Son of God, who gave His life for me, God raised Him from the dead, whenever I look to Jesus, my faith starts to conquer my fears. Remember, it was Paul who said, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but instead, He's given us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind." If you find yourself afraid, that did not come from God. You're not going to listen to what doesn't come from God. We're going to tell that voice, "Get out of my mind. Get out of my head. Get out of my life. Get behind me, Satan. I'm not listening to you. I'm listening to my Father. My Father says He's good. My Father says He's with me. My Father says He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. He'll always provide for me. He is working in all things to bring about good. I'm not listening to the lies of the devil." Worry has never done anything good. Worry makes you anxious. Faith gives you peace. Worry drags you away from God, trying to depend on your own resources. Faith teaches you to depend on God. Worry doesn't change a dang thing. And worry will take you away and rob you of faith. Faith can change everything. So when you're worried about, what am I going to say? I'm worried about my presentation. I'm worried about my 401k going down. I'm worried about this health issue. I'm worried about my marriage. I'm worried about, am I going to get the right job? Am I ever going to be provided for my family? Am I ever going to have what it takes? Can I ever be faithful? Will my child, whatever? When you're worried, look to your Father, look to your faith, and look to your future, because our God is in control. He's in control. Jesus said this. He said, "Don't worry about tomorrow, for tomorrow will bring His own worries. Today's trouble is enough for today." Look to your future, because God is in control. Now, are you a control freak? Okay. If you just tried to raise the hand of somebody there with you, you know, you might actually be a control freak. Okay. I want to remind you this, that even control freaks can't control the future. Now you can try to manipulate it all you want. But no matter how hard you try, you cannot control everything. So if it's out of your hands, get it out of your mind. Give it to God. Trust God with it. Trust God with it. Because worry doesn't protect us from tomorrow's problems. Worry robs us of today's peace. And that's where some of you are right now. You're surrendering and giving in to the lies of your spiritual enemy. And time, you know, that with worrying, where what we're essentially saying is, God, I don't trust you. I don't trust you're with me. I don't trust you're for me. I don't trust that you're going to do what you say you're going to do. And so just take a moment and sit in that. Jesus says over and over again, let me tell you how good my Father is. Let me tell you about how much He cares for you. He is completely in control. He is a good God. His purposes for you are good. He wants to bless you. Doesn't mean you're not going to have a hard time. But in the middle of a hard time, He'll be enough. In the middle of something painful, He'll be your peace. In the middle of what you feel like you lack, He is your provision. When you're weak, He's your strength. He is what you need. So, you can say, okay, you know, that's good preaching. And so you're going to say, okay, that's good. But I just sit there and I do nothing. I just sit around and I don't worry and everything works out. Well, let's go back to the birds. Jesus said, see how I care for the birds. What I like about birds is birds don't worry, right? But birds don't sit around doing nothing either. When you think about birds, they don't wait for God to drop food in their laps. Partially because they don't have laps, but work with me here, okay? Work with me. I'll say it this way. Birds don't worry, but they do hunt for worms. There's a difference. There's a difference between doing nothing and doing what you know you're called to do or can do. And birds kind of really help illustrate the difference between worry and concern. And there is a big difference. A worried person sees a problem and doesn't do anything about it. A concerned person, though, sees a problem and does something about it. In other words, the way I like to look at it is this. If you can do something about the problem, you do it. If you think your marriage is not in a great place right now and is struggling, what do? You're concerned. You pray about it. And you talk to a counselor. And you do something about it. If you have caffeine crashes at the end of every day, you may say, you know what? I'm going to stop drinking all the energy drinks. Instead of four, I'm, you know, cutting back to maybe three. I'm just joking. Don't drink four. Don't drink three. I'm cutting those out of my life. If you are battling with depression, every time you get on social media, you might just get off social media. You're going to do something about it. And so whenever you're tempted to worry, tell yourself this: I will do what I can do, and I will surrender to God what only He can do. I will do what only I can do, and I will surrender to God what only He can do. I will do what I know I can do. If there's something I can do about it, I'm going to do something about it. If I can love my child who's struggling, I'm going to love my child. If I can coach my child without being annoying, I'm going to coach my child without being annoying. If I can pray for my spouse, if I can love my spouse when my spouse isn't acting lovable, if I can study for the exam that's coming up, if I can prepare for the presentation, if I can do something about it, I'm going to do something about it. I'll do what I can do, and I will surrender to God what only He can do. I will do what I can do. I will surrender to God what He can do. I will do whatever it is that I know I can do. And whatever's out of my control, I put it in God's hands. Anybody anxious? What do? We cast our anxiety on Him. Why? Because He cares for you. He cares for you. God loves you as if there were only one of you. And so we'll tell Him about it. God, I'm nervous about this. God, I don't even know what to do. God, I'm trying to trust You, but I tend to take it back. We cast it on Him. We give it to Him. And so whenever you find yourself a little bit worried, the devil wants to use that to draw you away from God. But God wants to use whatever it is, whatever's on your mind, on your heart, weighing you down, to draw you to depend on Him. God wants to take whatever you're worried about and use it to draw you close and recognize that you need Him. When you're worried and when you're anxious, this shows you just how much you need your Heavenly Father. And when you realize that you need Him, you realize He's drawing you close. So chances are, there are some of you today who need an extra dose of His grace, an extra measure of His provision. He's with you. He's for you. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. Our God is good. His word is true. He's always faithful. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. Look to your Father. He's good. Look to your faith. It conquers your fears. Look to your future, because our God is always in control. And Scripture tells us about the goodness of God, that the Lord is close to those who call on Him. Yes, to all who call on Him in truth, the Lord is close. If you're hurting today, if you're anxious today, if you're worried today, that might be evidence of just how much you need your Father. And the good news is, when you draw close to Him, He draws close to you. So let's do that now.